What does it mean to get that first victory?
Well, it was nice, especially for the guys in the school and the community. I think that was the thing that, was exciting to me the most is just we had a nice crowd and having the community there and the students and faculty and just those guys having a chance to perform for those guys and seeing our seniors have success. It was special to have that, and I was glad to see that fall.
You guys fell behind 21-12 or 21-12 there early in the third quarter. You outscore Union 21-0 the rest of the way. What was the biggest thing that changed?
I think defensively, we just, we got after them with pressure. I was glad to see those guys really step up and pressure those guys and made them bounce the ball and really kind of controlled the run game. And then for us, just what we needed to do in the run game, we said we needed to run the football and we did a great job of doing that and blocking on the perimeter. And so to see our O-line really take control kind of middle of the third and all the fourth quarter was great to see.
Question this afternoon from Brian Smith. Go ahead, Brian.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good
From that game against Richmond, against Virginia Union, what did it say about your team in that second half?
That we were able to make the right adjustments at halftime, that they showed that they had grit and fight to them. Again, the thing we talked about all summer is will you fight or will you quit? And those guys never quit that sideline. They rally together every time something happens. Hey, coach, we got you. We got you. And so it was just good to see everybody from the staff to the players really say, hey, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep grinding this thing out. And then we get an interception by Jordan White and kind of started to turn the tables for us. And then our O-line kind of just took over up front and we were able to move the ball and Elijah was able to kind of get going. And then our defense just, man, they start playing lights out. Great job of putting pressure when they were trying to throw it, from a week ago, we gave up third downs and long and now we were getting off the field. So it was getting the ball back to our guys and we took advantage of it.
One more follow-up. You got Hampton playing Norfolk State. I almost get a sense that there's a buzz right now because Norfolk State's coming off their first win. How do you temper a huge game like this, because it is between rivals, so that you can focus on what you need to do?
Well, I think for us, this is kind of like our third rivalry game in a row. We play Morgan State, which is a long history, a rivalry there. The Virginia Union, this was the 84th meeting between the two teams. And so you have that there. And so for us, I think we're kind of used to it. We play two rival games in a row. So, but at the end of the day, all we got to do is focus on ourselves. We understand who we're playing, the team on the other side of the water. And so we understand who we're playing. But again, for us, there's still things that we want to clean up and fix. And so, they got a lot of talent over there. Quarterback does a great job. They got a great running back in King. Their defense is a great defense with different tacks. But at the end of the day, we still have to focus on ourselves. There's a lot of things that we still need to clean up. So again, not to downplay them at all, but we still have to really focus on what we need to do to get better for this game on Saturday.
Next question from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. Good afternoon, Coach, and congrats on the win this weekend. Can you talk to me a little bit about Chris and talk to me a little bit about Elijah, and especially Chris finding his feet this week?
Chris is a guy that he can beat you with his feet. He can throw the ball. I think again, people forget at times that he has ability to throw it. But again, when Chris can get running, that just adds another dimension to our offense because now, we're playing 11 on 11 and you have to be accountable for where he's at and what he's doing. And then when you are rushing, you have to stay in your rush lanes because if not, you're going to give him the ability to pull the ball down and run. And then Elijah just really got going. You know, he carried the ball 35 times. That's probably a little more than what we would like, but you know, he got going. And again, when the O-line is playing the way that they are and he can get to the second level without being touched, he's a dynamic back. And so, you know, the week before, you know, we threw in the football because they were packing it in kind of tight. And so he ended up having, you know, 61 yards catching last week with a touchdown. And now we kind of spread him out a little bit and he was able to hit the ball up inside and be able to run for what he did. So those two guys, you know, when you give them lanes, they can hurt you.
Got a follow up from Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Coach, your quarterback situation, splitting time between Chris and Malcolm. Do you see a dynamic that's just kind of working that you want to stay with it? Or are there any plans going, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and stick with the hot hand?
I mean, right now we're still just playing ball. You know, again, I tell people all the time, you know, Malcolm was the starter here in 22. And then Chris started, you know, last year. And so we have the luxury to have two starting quarterbacks on our roster. And so it just depends week to week, you know, what we're seeing defensive doing. But, you know, we're always prepared to have both guys being able to play because we feel we have that luxury of having two starting quarterbacks.
Trent, we talked about last week about the running game of Virginia Union, but you guys held them to 282 total yards in the game and really limited what they were able to do on the ground. What were you able to do well?
Again, I think we really look back on how our D-line played and, you know, again, thinking about how we gave up some runs last week. Our D-line played great, our linebackers, and we just swarmed to the ball. You know, guys took it personal that we gave up that many yards, you know, last Saturday. And so we took that personal, worked on it a lot. We knew that Virginia Union had a great running game too. I mean, they were coming in with four running backs, you know, two scat back type guys and then two bigger backs. And so we knew that we couldn't let them get their run game going. And so we felt like if we could slow down the run game and get them into passing situations, then we were playing in our favor at that point.
Along with Chris and Elijah having big days, Brennan Ridley, six catches for 78 yards, kind of led your receiving group. Just talk about the evening he had.
Oh, man, for a true freshman to come in and doing what he's doing is phenomenal. You know, he has great ball skills. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he makes some plays. You know, they get a jump off sides and we get a free play and we throw it down there and he comes up with a big catch there. And I think we've got a lot of guys. I really think we've got four or five receivers that can really hurt you if you're not paying attention and you put all your focus on trying to stop, you know, Chris and Elijah in the run game. We've got some guys out wide that could do some things, and our tight ends are getting healthier and starting to be more involved in our pass game as well. So we're starting to get a little more balanced on this side of the ball.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon.